You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party is calling for bottom trawling on seamounts to stop following a white paper from Sea Lord, which they call greenwashing. Today I spoke to the party's ocean and fisheries spokesperson, Eugenie Sage, and started by asking what Sea Lord's justification is for continuing to carry out bottom trawling on seamounts. Here we are now.
The industry says that bottom trawling is critical for the catching of fish. The trawl fisheries account for at least 40% of our commercial fishing. So the Green Party believes that Sea Lord's latest plan is greenwashing. We think the government needs to have its eyes wide open. This plan that Sea Lord has put out is greenwashing in the same way that the fishing industry's proposal for benthic protection areas was. The industry is defining seamounts as features that are 1,000 metres high and higher. That may be the convention that's used to name individual seamounts, but for biological purposes, seamounts are defined as underwater features that are 100 metres or more in height. And these seamounts are biological hotspots. They're really important for a number of fish species like orange roughy for spawning and various life stages. Fish congregate there. Protecting seamounts from bottom trawling is critical to maintaining the health of our oceans and allowing fish species like orange roughy, which have been heavily overfished, for their stocks to rebuild.
And how much damage has bottom trawling done on these ecosystems thus far?
Bottom trawling causes a huge amount of damage because the nets have big steel doors at the front of the net, which keeps the net open, and they have rollers on the bottom of the net, so it's dragged across the seabed. And there are tons of coral which have been brought to the surface in a single fishing year, and the coral that's brought to the surface is showing that there's a lot more coral on the seabed which has been damaged or destroyed. These deep sea corals can be centuries old. They're ancient species, and so just destroying them means the seamounts can take decades or never recover. So we've got the industry continuing to fish new areas and then causing damage to seamounts in this way. As biological hotspots, seamounts deserve protection, and New Zealand is one of the few countries that is still allowing bottom trawling on the high seas in the South Pacific, and we want it stopped in the EEZ as well.
And you touched on this before, but how heavily does our fisheries industry rely on bottom trawling? And if it's a lot, which you mentioned, are there any sustainable alternatives?
Well, there is midwater trawling and changing the technology. And United Nations General Assembly in 2006 passed resolutions encouraging countries to do much more to protect vulnerable marine ecosystems. There's just been a conference in New York at the UN where these things have been discussed. New Zealand is lagging behind internationally. Yes, trawling is important to commercial fisheries, but we want long-term sustainable fisheries, and we believe that stopping bottom trawling on seamounts will allow stocks like orange roughy to recover. So if we're looking at the longer term, 50 to 100 years out, stopping bottom trawling is essential for the health of the fishing, sustainable fisheries as well.
What are the views of environmental protection agencies such as the Department of Conservation, for example?
The Department of Conservation and Fisheries New Zealand are hosting a forum of stakeholders to look at ways to manage the effects of bottom trawling. There is a provision in the terms of reference for that forum to consider a ban on bottom trawling on seamounts. We're concerned that the industry is pushing for spatial management measures, which mean that if you close off a few areas, then their view is because seamounts exist elsewhere, you can continue to trash some as long as you protect some. In our view, because seamounts are biological hotspots, they all need protection from bottom trawling. That doesn't stop the industry from doing midwater trawls, longline fishing above the seamounts.
And the government has set up a working group to manage bottom trawling's effects. Is there information on what the group appears to be focusing on right now?
The Green Party is not involved in those meetings. I understand there's one coming up. Their terms of reference are quite broad, and they were supposed to report by the end of July, but I think that's been pushed out to October. But the government needs to be aware that Sea Lords, with this latest proposal, is doing a runaround of that process by attempting to get its proposals in the public in the same way that they did with benthic protection areas and try and influence the government to go with what they're proposing. But the Environment Select Committee considered a petition by the Deep Sea Conservation Coalition, did a very comprehensive report. The Green Party did a minority report because we think the evidence is clear that it's time to phase out bottom trawling on sea.
So the Green Party would like a complete ban. Are new frameworks needed to implement such a ban, or if not, what existing legislation can be utilised to do so?
The Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor, Professor Juliet Gerrard, in a report on commercial fisheries last year, highlighted that Section 9C of the Fisheries Act has not been used enough. It hasn't been used. That provides for habitats of significance to fisheries management to be protected. We think that could be used as a tool to protect seamounts. Even if you can't have bottom trawling on seamounts, the industry is still able to bottom trawl in other areas. So it's not saying a complete ban, but prioritising seamounts because they're so important of these ancient corals and as habitats for marine life.
Is there anything that you believe the public should know about the matter?
In the sea, because it's out of sight, it seemed to be out of mind. Bottom trawling is the equivalent of bulldozing forests on land. We stopped logging in native forests on public land last century. We need in the ocean space, because the oceans are so important in protecting us from the worst effects of climate change, we've seen overfishing. Bottom trawling is a very destructive method. It's time to end it on seamounts as a priority.
That was me speaking with the Green Party's ocean and fisheries spokesperson, Eugenie Sage, about the party's call for bottom trawling on seamounts to stop.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.